Welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to begin class this morning with a reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verses 18 through 25. And the point we want to get from this reading is that God's promises are sometimes conditional. Well, we'll read that in just a moment. That's Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 25. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's turn to our Bible reading. Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 through 25. Therefore, shall you lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them to your children, talking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and the land which Jehovah sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all this commandment which I command you, to do it, to love Jehovah your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will Jehovah drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours, even the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, unto the hinder sea shall be your border. There shall no man be able to stand before you. Jehovah your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath spoken unto you. Did you notice the if then? If ye shall diligently keep all this commandment which I command you to do it, then will Jehovah drive out these nations from before you. And so God's promises are sometimes conditional. If they should not remain faithful and obedient to God, they could not conquer these nations and possess this land. While God had promised to bring them to the land of promise, the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to give them cities which they did not build, and houses full of good things which they did not fill, and cisterns full of water which they did not dig, and vineyards and olive yards which they did not plant, Deuteronomy 6:10-15. Yet they must go over the Jordan, dispossess these wicked nations, till the land, cultivate the fruit, occupy the cities, and inhabit the houses. God blesses us now with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1 in verse 3. But we must enter into Christ in order to receive and enjoy these blessings. If we refuse to accept Christ, we reject these blessings. For you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ, Galatians 3:26-27. We believe in Christ, repent of our sins, and are baptized into Christ, and thus come into the enjoyment of every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. But this free gift of God is not out of Christ, and hence not unconditional. and having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. It is not enough to say eternal life must be received. We must show people how to receive it, as God showed the Israelites how to receive the land of promise. All God's blessings must be received in compliance with whatever conditions He imposes. Now we have a statement here about the boundaries of the promised land of Canaan. See, we're studying a lesson on Joshua, Israel's new leader, and how they're going into the land of Canaan. And it says in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 40 that they would, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 3, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you have I given it as I spake to Moses. Now verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and into the great sea going toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. Well, this is the boundaries of that land. The wilderness through which they had passed was the southern limit. This Lebanon, which they could see, was the northern limit. The river Euphrates, the eastern limit. And the great sea, the Mediterranean Sea, the western limit. This extent of country God promised to Abraham in Genesis 15, verses 18 through 21. The Israelites did not conquer this land all at once, and they really came into possession of it only so far as they conquered its inhabitants. And they did not rule in peace over the whole of it until the days of Solomon, 1 Kings 4, 21 through 25. The Hittites were the descendants of Heth, H-E-T-H. Genesis 10, 15 through 18 gives the descendants of Canaan, the father of the Canaanites, from whom the land of Canaan received its name, while verse 19 gives the border of the Canaanites. The Hittites dwelt about Hebron in the time of Abraham, in Genesis 23. They were not all subdued at once. Uriah, in David's day, was a Hittite. Solomon used their service as he did the service of other Canaanitish nations, whom the children of Israel were not able to utterly destroy, 1 Kings 9, 20 and 21. There were kings of the Hittites in the south. They still existed after the return of the Jews from captivity, Ezra 9, verses 1 through 4. Also God said, cast out these nations little by little, lest the wild beast should increase upon the Israelites. Deuteronomy 7, 22 through 24. God told Joshua to be strong and of good courage. Let me read Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, to observe, to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, not in war or as an enemy. At the beginning of Moses' work to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, God promised to be with him in Exodus 3 and verse 12. And through many trials, over many difficulties, and in many battles, God had led him to success and victory. Joshua knew what God had done for Moses, and hence God could give him no greater assurance than to say, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. God magnified Joshua before the Israelites by performing miracles through him to show them that he was with Joshua as he had been with Moses. God promised to be with his people today and never to leave or forsake them. And he repeats the promise as often as he's repeated it to Moses and Joshua. This exhortation, to be strong and of good courage, is repeated 4 times in Joshua chapter 1. God began to encourage Joshua through Moses. But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land that thou shalt see, Deuteronomy 3:28. Joshua needed both strength and courage, power and wisdom to conquer the opposing nations and to rule over Israel. So Christians today, to be successful, must cultivate and exercise willpower, use their wisdom, manifest moral courage, and put forth every energy against sin. God encouraged Joshua by promising him good success. This land is called here an inheritance, because God had long before promised to give it to Abraham's seed. Strength and courage can be cultivated. They grow through exercise. Joshua would gain strength and courage by observing to do according to all the law which Moses commanded. He was to turn to the right hand, turn not to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest. This promise embraces much indeed. And so we're coming to a heading now called Wisdom and Good Success. Let me read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Or Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed. For Jehovah thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. The condition upon which this promise is to be enjoyed is repeated. To observe, to do all that is written therein. That's the law. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Prosperity and success are promised always upon faithful obedience to God. In order to observe all the law, it should not depart from Joshua's mouth. And he was to meditate thereupon day and night. Keep, therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, that shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Thus Moses had admonished in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 6, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that ye may prosper in all you do, Deuteronomy 29:9. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 9 and verse 10. True success today is to fear God and keep His commandments. We read in 1 Timothy 2 verses, or in 1 Peter 3, that true success, let's say, that he that would love life and see good days should live now as God directs. God would have His people now live a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. 1 Timothy 2, 1-2. This is successful living. Verse 9 says, have not I commanded thee? That God had said this is enough. Whatever He says will come to pass. Joshua should be strong and of good courage, and neither be affrighted nor dismayed, because God's promise was to be with him.